UK through the podcast. What up, guys? Hey!
What's happening?
Hey! My
nigga, you know.
You're a dickhead. He's a dickhead.
And it's gonna catch up.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna talk about now?
Pull your hands up. This is no more Uno. Me and my niggas. Me and my friends.
It's too late, blood. It's too late.
Me and my friends making a podcast. It's about nostalgia. Back in the days, school days, college days, uni days, just back in the day stuff. Any guest you ever see on this show, it's always going to be angled on a nostalgia tip. We're not doing no dumb promo runs and asking about your single that's out now. We don't care. We want to know.
We don't give a shit.
Who was you back in the day? You a class clown? Was you a bully? Was you a neek that turned bad? Was you a bad boy that turned neeky?
Was you a sweet boy getting robbed?
Who was the first person that broke your heart?
Come on, we want to know.
That's the shit.
All the details.
You're moving to girls on on the street is just certain of the most awkward things because they are literally going about their day, fam.
Bro, I've never had the confidence to do it. Never.
Have I ever told you look, about the story about when I had to? Trust me, I'll get into it. But I had to move to a girl at the bottom of Acre Lane.
No.
I moved to two prolific guys who used to move to all girls. I won't say their names, but you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Cool. The movers.
They had been moving
the
to
movers and shakers.
Anything with a breast and bum, they was clamping
the
it down.
The movers and shakers.
A girl could not pass the man them, and these two don't clamp it.
Hungry.
To this day.
To this day. Anyway, we're at the bottom of Acre Lane, the bus stop outside Town Hall. Yeah?
What's the girl's name?
I don't know.
All right, cool.
I see there's one girl sitting down. I've said, "Wow, she looks nice." They're like, "Yeah, Joy, flat on it." I'll be real. Growing up, I wasn't the guy to move to girls on road, especially if there hasn't been no eye contact
nothing. I need to get signs, fam.
Like, I can't just walk up to you because I saw the back of your head looking nice saying, "Yo, babes, we said,
yo, excuse me, how you doing? How's your day?
I'm not that type of guy, obviously. So, but they're being loud. What, Joey? They're gonna do the mountain. They walk past her. They eye her up. Like, Joey, she's buffing her. She's there thinking that she's gonna get moved to.
She's
or
gonna
something.
Get robbed.
Yeah, like she's all putting her phone away. I'm thinking
gripping her phone tight and that.
Then they're doing the lunch. Hey, Joey, just chat to her.
Yeah, it's too late.
So I've kind of been pressured into moving to her.
What was the conversation like?
So obviously we all know that I stutter. So I've had
to
pace myself.
You have to compose yourself.
I had to pace myself.
You know, like Ronaldo taking a free kick,
fam. I said, pace myself. So obviously, so the man, no. So I've kind of gone up like, yo, where are you at, yeah? God is my witness. This is what the girl said to me. Yeah, what? Like, just hurry up, innit? Like, what, you want my number? Like, just hurry up. I'm like,
Ross, what?
And this is because these fucking punks have been, hey, Joey, move to her. She's like, hey, hurry up, man. Oh, what, you even scared? By the time I've even said, yo, where are you at, yeah? Yeah, man, like, just hurry up, man. Like, what, you want my number? I'm like, yeah. I got the number. I don't think I saved it. It was just a peer pressure thing where it's like everyone's moving.
That wasn't peer pressure. That was a real pressure, fam. That girl was feeling that pressure.
She was feeling it. Like, I think
fucking hell.
She felt relieved that we're not trying to do nothing mad. It was just they think I'm nice. I want my number. Yeah, cool. Just take it and just go.
Fam, two niggas in the front, one nigga in the back. It's loose.
One nigga in the back.
Four niggas around the strap and grandma.
So is there anything else that you realise, oh, right, like, I'm grown now. Like, I feel like a big man. Like, is there certain things in your life where you're like, I'm a big man now still?
Bro. Licking pussy, fam.
Talk the things.
I'll be there.
Yes.
God damn.
You know what?
This is what I mean. Shit, you didn't do it as a young boy to now.
Bro, yeah.
I want to get into this, yeah? Because, yeah, there was a stage going up where man would even, you couldn't even have that conversation with man. Man would, man might, like, they recruit man or whatever because
right, there was, you're done for.
What? So, okay, cool. I remember my first time, I must have been what? 20? And then
that's a young age.
Yeah. You say it's young, but niggas been doing this.
Joey's calling him out. You know,
oh, no, you can't call me. You can't call me out. I'm comfortable. With
no,
that.
Bro, 10 years ago, you didn't tell us this.
You ain't calling
of
you
course
out.
You knew.
ten years ago, no way.
All right, so I remember the first time, and I was like, it's not even that bad still. And I remember around that time we was messing with there was other niggas that messed me.
Yeah, they was
a lot more
advanced
than man, you know what I'm saying? So I remember the first time I was like, yo, man, I did it. I was decent. Still was like, yeah, welcome, like, you're a big man. You know what I mean?
welcome.
I'm only like a year in, but I'm just saying, I'm a year in, man.
No, but the questions of things you're not doing that for a young age, and then you kind of look back at things like, what?
It wasn't even that big of a...
You know what,
but
like,
bro, man was angry, like, bro, man will look at man like, bro, you're like,
yeah, yeah.
And then I got a couple of the man, I'm like, they were bad boys, and they were like, bad dad, done it once.
It's always once.
Bro, I rate you. You done it once,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? It's always once, because it's not really once, but they're just testing. Like,
brother, I done it once. I was drunk.
Yeah.
Bro, I rated you, bro. Say nothing, bro. Say nothing, bro.
No, I hate the most, you know, I hate this from anyone, anyone. It's the most beggiest thing, You could be my dog.
Yeah.
Don't do this because you're a beg if you do this.
Yeah.
I fucking can't stand it, bro. You see when man's out and you take out your phone and start snap. I'm not even famous.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm not famous.
I'm not a celebrity. Yeah. You start snapping man's shoes man's trousers.
I'm trying to be like you, bro.
No, bro.
All right, listen, I'm going to tell you someone that done that.
Bro. Bro, I feel to smash your phone, bro. First and foremost,
it's just so awkward, isn't it?
No, not even awkward. Like, not even awkward. You put you're putting the flash in my face now, like I'm some criminal.
Man didn't even say what gone.
I know.
Man
just
even said what gone.
Some man don't say nothing. They clock you with the eyes,
bro.
And they go, oh shit.
Certain men, wait for the camera to turn off. Like, after the snap's finishing, that.
Yeah,
no one that.
Yeah.
Bro, why you? How do you know I want the people to see this fit?
Exactly.
How do you know I'm feeling myself to the point where you can put me on your social media, bro. I swear, I'm not even like, stop clout chasing. I'm not even the guy you get the clout
get
from.
The clout from
I'm no one in
do
this
you know
thing. You get me?
I feel like man do that, because they want other people to think that they're associated with money, or they're associated with, because there's a man, that did it. One time I was wearing something, and then there's a man that did it. And like, we're not even cool like that, bro. Like, we're actually not cool like that, We're all right. And you just took it out straight because you saw something shiny, you took it out, And then that was it. Like, he was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, because I know you're a broadcast, you want people to think that you're associated, like, everything in your life is flashy and Like, it's very scary, to be fair.
It's the Snapchat thing, like, what are you saying, bro? I feel like I need the ground to swallow me up. Honest to God, bro, it is the most embarrassing thing, bro. It's the most embarrassing thing ever, bro.
I'm gonna film quality, like, jeez,
I swear down to the man them. It won't be an angry thing, but I will slap your phone out of your hand. And if the phone breaks, I'm not going to be responsible for it. You better just call insurance.
I will upload it with the phone game.
Bro, you know what I'm such a tort, I would have been filming. I'll just put on my flashlight. And just go, whoa.
Swagger.
Swagger.
Wow.
Swagger. You know that guy that goes around now, in America, and he's like, that's what it reminds me of now, fam.
That's a little 150. That's nice.
Every time I see that now, I'm like, bro, you're black.
Like, what brings you joy? What used to bring you a lot of joy growing up?
Watching cartoons.
100%.
What kind of cartoons is man watching?
Bro.
It depends on the childhood, but you know.
Man said, is that Sly Diggs right now?
It depends on the childhood. But like,
don't breathe that into the mic, Terry. Don't breathe that for like a bull, fam.
Under what five, you, under 10. All
right, just name a few.
I could name, flipping out now, so much.
I think I watched so
let's
many
just say, like, it's nuts. Let's just say Pokemon for one. Let's just say that.
Do you think man would have got strapped down if man tried to use the theme tune?
Yeah,
100%.
Or we can sing it.
dun, 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 gotta dun, catch dun, them all. They'll be catching us.
I yeah, wanna exactly. be yeah. the very best. Dun,
dun, dun, no one. Alright, the drums are strong in that. Yeah.
Dun, 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 to catch them is my baby. To train them is my goal. Yeah. Dun,
dun, dun. I know the words, I'll travel
across the quest. Dun, 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 searching far and wide. Dun, dun. These Pokemons don't understand
come on,
the power that's inside. Pokemon, gotta catch them. Oh, catch them too. Pokemon, oh, you're my best friend. In the world, we must defend. Pokemon, gotta catch them. Oh, catch them too. You need me and I need you. Pokemon,
gotta catch 'em
all, gotta catch 'em all. Pokemon.
That's how you do it, fam. Oh, yeah.
It's time to
yeah.
Exactly. So today, get me. I've come home, boom, and there was a there was blue tape in front of my, you know, my gate, my house.
Oh my god,
police tape,
blue police tape.
What in front of your main, like the. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blue police tape, yeah. Yeah, on this side.
Yeah.
And there was a police, there was two policemen there. Yeah. Three policemen in cars.
Yeah.
Two ambulances across the road.
Okay.
Brother, I was listening to music here, and as soon as I saw all of that, like, it's like the world slowed down.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I did, you get me? I didn't know what was going on, bro. I wasn't even thinking.
Yeah.
So obviously, you get me? I'm trying to keep my composure now because it's on man's gate. Yeah, like, it's not even like, is it? It's on man's gate.
Yeah,
I'm trying not to think the worst, but I'm like, okay, today's the day. You know, like that.
No one that day to ever come, but
it might be today.
Yeah.
So I got, cool, you get me? I've said to the policeman, like,
what's going on?
Like, what's going on? And he said something so cheeky, blood. Like, he was like, I was like, yeah, what happened? He was like, you don't need to know.
What?
Yeah. And
must have snapped,
brother. In my heart, I'd have said, "Okay, I'm gonna bang him." This
do you know
when you get that conviction?
Yeah, like that's it.
It's gonna happen in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Because I don't have no words at this point.
Yeah,
because
it's long.
Like at this point, I'm a bundle of emotions.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
it's long.
So he was like to me,
"You about to get nicked, fam."
Bro, I didn't.
On the floor, get down,
brother. He was a ginger, brother, and now I'm not even looking at him like a policeman.
Yeah, I shout out to ginger.
Bro, yeah. Just, yeah.
Come on, love. Love.
I mean, I dye my hair something.
All gingers, I love you. My ZZ Mills ginger braids are lit.
Terms is hot off the press right now still. Damn,
bro, listen. So I'm looking, I'm not even seeing a police uniform.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing a ute.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I live here. And he's like, show me ID.
What?
And like, I was just like, I'm gonna knock you out, bro. Like, I could, do you know you could just feel it? Like,
bro, I can't.
But
why do I find it so funny?
The real issue is like, there's a bigger problem. Like, I'm thinking,
why is he acting like you have to prove it? Why are you gonna lie?
Bro, like, my not even my emotions are everywhere. Right now, there's so much anxiety in my body.
I know.
I need to let out.
Yeah.
And he said two things to me. He said, what did he say? He said, you don't need to know.
Yeah.
And I said,
you know when you have to pause?
I said, bro, I live just there. Like, he's like, show me your ID. And I just, you know, that feeling when you get, you're like, all right, it's on now.
Yeah,
like, I'm going to bang you in the face. And I'm not thinking about nicking.
No,
just like, bro, I just saw a ginger. Like, right now I'm seeing black. I'm like, I live right there. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not showing you what is going on. He's like, I was like, did anything happen in this house?
Yeah. I just lashed out.
You know that?
a bit of the anxiety just went. Did anything happen in this house?
Did anything happen in this house? Because at this point, all the lights are off.
Yeah.
So I've looked at the house once and I didn't look. You
know? A man is scared of it himself, you know?
I looked at the house once and I didn't look again. I said,
because you don't want to clock nothing.
Bro, I don't want to think.
I know.
I said, did anything happen in this house? He's like, no. I said, okay.
That's it, it's cool.
I said, no, you know I was going to bang in your face. And he was like, you would have been in trouble. And I was like, I'm just going through now. I didn't say no idea that, bruv. And I just went, mom?
She's like, you're like, everything good,
Mom, you all right?
She didn't even know nothing was happening outside, bruv.
See?
Fam? I was like, not 2 days.
Yeah, exactly,
Just about to move now. No, not now.
So we'll give you a little drop down the story. Obviously, you might know, but Thames, you seem a little bit disconnected. But when I start going through the story, through my nigga, you'll know that this is the situation that happened. And it's obviously, Bridget's come back from out of town and whatever.
Yeah.
And then we've gone to a little house party and that. I've invited them. So I'm with my other circle of friends, yeah?
Yeah.
And we've gone to a house party. It's a house party. So my other circle of friends, all their niggas have come.
Thames knows.
I remember this. Yeah, I remember this.
And I've invited you, man.
Because
you men are an extension of me.
Yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
It's mad because we wasn't even... We know names, but we didn't... Like, we had never been around these niggas.
This was like one of the first times. Yeah, I remember still.
You get me? You won't mind me saying his name, but the only nigga that was there that niggas had really been around was Breeze.
Yeah, exactly.
You get me? So, man's gone to the
nah,
party.
I remember this story. So I thought it was another story.
It's mad. Tell the story, and then I'm going to tell it from my angle. It's mad.
So man's gone to the party now, and then everyone's having a good vibes. Obviously, like what Joey was saying, the man them are an extension of me with this circle of friends. Mm. So it's all love.
Of course,
There's no hostility, nothing. Da, 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 da. Man's in a house party where everyone is kind of integrated in this party.
Yeah.
The only outsiders are the niggas I've brought.
You feel me?
Yeah, it was.
So man's got a little bit carried away. He tried to dance with someone, with a girl.
Yeah.
And then... like she's turned around or whatever to say she's not dancing with him, and then he was like, "Raw!" Like he tried to tap someone, like, "Raw, she's just butters anyway."
Not knowing who.
Another nigga, who's part of the niggas that are in the party, is like, "Raw, what'd you say?"
and he said,
"He's like comfy on a comfy vibe, like, raw, like she's dead in it."
It turns out to be my man's sister.
That's my man's sister, fam. So my man is like, hold on a minute.
He went into crash mode.
Because, fam, it's like, you know, when everything slows down.
Yeah.
Slow blink.
You know, like the Mr. Krabs in fucking SpongeBob, that meme, yeah? Because it's like the music stopped, fam.
Stopped, fam.
And it was just a... it's like everyone just spit on the energy.
Yeah. You know what it is, yeah? If I do, it reminds me of the American movies, yeah? Like, what the DJ is doing inside. And it goes... I said...
And then, everyone's like, come outside. And I'm just like, God, fam.
Yeah. They've taken us, well...
How long did you sell for?
24 hours.
So, 24 hours. I think, we got bailed and we went to court after that.
Yeah. But that was my first, dealings with the police. And...
what happened after that,
though? No, a man got bailed. No, and then man got charged. Well, you know when they say, come back to the police station. I'm going with my nan, that's a manor. I go there and they're charging, man. They're like, court starts doing that. I'm like,
I'm thinking,
that's crazy.
I'm out here thinking, it's minor. Man's gonna go to court. I didn't rob the brother. The cameras are gonna show.
Yeah.
I didn't put the leg over his head. I don't give a fuck.
Escaping.
Obviously, man's school's got cameras in it, just to give it some context. That incident, unless man was wearing ballys, it's going to show without me having to be a snitch or anything or like that. It's just going to show what happened, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get off.
Yeah.
You get me?
Easy.
That's what I was thinking.
But I remember the day of court, the day before court, and the day of court, why am I moving like I've done an M or something? You know when you're over-exaggerating things in there and you're thinking, oh my God, today I might go jail, no?
3 years.
Shit, how much time am I going to get? Fuck, I'm going to... oh, shit. And you know what it is? Like... because I've done it, it's like, how are they going to... oh, shit, I might go jail. Oh, shit. Yeah. And I'm telling myself things. Obviously, I didn't go to school that day. So my dad's like, put on a uniform. So when you go in court, it's a lot more presentable.
Yeah, presentable.
You're not trying to come in no tracksuit or whatever.
This is why niggas wear suits.
You go in your school uniform. Mm-hmm. I got to the fucking... to Camberwell Courts. Mm. My mum's there.
Was it Crown Court?
No, magistrates. I get there. My mum's there. It's like,
my mum's there. Yeah. She's talking to Joey's mum. I'm feeling like I'm the bad influence these times.
I didn't even do exactly. much. But get me?
Nuts is there.
Nuts mum there as well.
Yeah. Oh, like, and that's like, remember, like, we're youngish, so it's not the first time our parents are talking or seeing each other, but it's one of the earliest times.
And you know, and what brother, is, I know
it come like every time man's parents met up is at the police station or at court.
And dumbness. I know every parent is looking at everyone else like,
yes.
I wonder which one is the
exactly
is the instigator. Yeah.
Is the role model, is the fucking ringleader.
But anyway, court case starts. We're in there.
Man needs a dun dun. You know the law and all the things. Dun dun. Court case.
We in the dark, baby.
So now we in there. Obviously, so when man's got arrested and all that, obviously, man thought we was bad boys. Obviously, now I will tell you, I'm not a bad boy. I'm a law abiding citizen. I'm a neek.
Was the brothers are screwing in that?
No, man's in there doing the bad boy thing. Oh, so is your name? No comment. Imagine them even like a dickhead, fam.
Fam, not following what the solicitor told man to do.
The solicitor is like, do this and that. To make it worse, the solicitor is my uncle, like my nan's brother. So great uncle. He's like, listen to me, do this and that, and you're good. I'm like, all right. I don't know what gangster rap tune's gone in my head. I don't know why the man now out in my head.
Too much roadside.
But you know what it is? Yeah. I'm thinking when I come out of here, I'm gonna
be like,
I'm gonna spit snitch. I'm gonna write some bars, yeah, and I'm gonna say, you niggas snitch. I'm on some no comment shit. Anyway, they're like, yeah, so is your name no comment. Okay.
Me?
We already know your name.
Exactly.
We know your name.
Do you go to Kingsdale Foundation School?
No comment.
No comment.
The badge is on.
The badge is on. The tie is on. Like, what the fuck? Do you know who is? No comment.
And that one's a real one. We'll have that one.
That one's cool. Yeah, okay. Then cool. After all, they just start going through bare things. No comment. Man's getting into it. I'm just thinking, I can't wait to tell the man that.
Oh, yeah, I got raps.
Sneaky.
I got life
I'm
story.
I'm telling you now, when your paid solicitor tells you to do something and work in a certain way, I'm not sure about you lot solicitors, but listen, don't be trying to do this bad boy thing because
fam, it catches stick up to the script.
Right, okay, now what happened?
Anyway, fast forward. We're in court. What do you plead?
Not guilty.
Why is man living like man some cheese? For the nuts. What do you plead for them?
Not guilty.
This one. What do you plead to do?
Guilty.
Yes. I'm like, what? I thought it was meant to be the not guilty. I'm like, no, what's going on here?
Now you got more bars. Niggas feeling really guilty.
I'm thinking, what's going on in there? Anyway.
Bro, this is the difference in life, yeah, when you got paid solicitor and a duty solicitor.
Anyway,
duty solicitor to what they get. They're just underpaid civil service.
They don't care, fam.
They don't care. Go jail.
Like, man weren't no bad boys. I keep saying it, but we thought he was the roughest. Man, you know how man had more bars? What? You couldn't even come court because he was scared to look at our faces.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You had to do the video link.
So he had to do the video
push
link.
Push the video link.
Why?
Little dickhead. Yeah? He went and done the video. He couldn't even face us because he knew if I looked in your face, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to punch you up when I see you in court. Yeah? And I could have went jail for that. Oh, even though I couldn't go jail.
And you'd have probably said it as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. I would have said it just to have it in bars. What you know about the court case? Tell him not to punch me. Anyway, long story short, he's there. Yeah, and my solicitor was on crud. He's like, yeah, and I saw Joey take my chain. How could you see him take your chain?
If the bag was on your head.
Bag's on your head. But I knew it was him.
Objection.
Because his voice next to me. But wasn't your whole class next to you? I mean, were they all talking? You was going to another class, right? Yeah. So Joel's voice was a mix to everyone else's. Yes. How do you know it was Joel? How do you know it was someone else? Objection. I was like,
duty solicitor's probably like, boys. Sound like him still.
Well, I was looking at my solicitor like, but why am I doing that? I'm not a bad boy.
You know what's mad? If this was nowadays, after the court case finished, man's gonna take a picture.
Yeah.
Holding the solicitor's hand, shaking it.
Harvey and Mike Ross vibes.
Yeah, all of that. So anyway, long story short, we've gone through it all.
If the bag doesn't fit,
me and Nazi boss case.
Me and Dusty Basquet.
So obviously, before Joey continues, yeah, I'm just gonna go back to the part where I said I wasn't actually a part of the robbery.
Yeah, guilty.
I was just handed the fucking chain and I bounced out of school. See? That's
and
it.
And he got the rap for it. Ooh. Oh, what do you get? Man. Community service,
fam. Like, I got 350 hours community service.
Fuck,
350 hours
community service.
But I had to go. Yeah, I had to go to some dumb thing in Herne Hill, fam. Some dumb art studio and make fucking flyers about not doing crime.
Oh my god! Fam, I think the art studio is still there as well,
bro. Yeah, it was fucking. You know what the art studio is, bro? It was so long, and I had to go to youth offenders as well.
Oh yeah, you did.
I had to go to youth offenders like every other week, bro. It was so jarring, and go sit down with these pricks.
The last bit of this story.
Go on.
Okay, so I'm already feeling like a bad boy because I've done
your
it.
Bust case. But I
bust the case. Yeah. He left early because he pleaded guilty. He said, yeah, you get your da, 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 da. We've bust it because they're like, it could have been anyone. Yeah, why are you trying to pick on these guys? We've left school, left court, and we've gone into school. Obviously, remember the woman who you was talking about in media?
Yeah, the bitch.
She had already told man that we're going to jail.
Oh, yes.
She had already started the, yeah.
Miss Jones, I'm sure that was her name.
And
I
you lot are going this and that and that and this.
Yes.
Bro. It felt like
welcome back.
It felt like Diddy and Nas, and You Can Hate Me Now. Man's walking in slow mo. It felt like a bomb just went off behind me.
The wind's blowing.
Man's walking.
You can hate me now.
The class is right on top of the entrance. So one person looked. It's that Joey?
It's Joey.
The Nazi.
I wasn't there.
Realist.
Of course you weren't there.
I weren't there. I was obviously when I pled guilty, they took me down to the cells in the court.
Yeah.
Wait, did you think, oh, why the fuck did I plead guilty?
Brother, I was thinking, oh, I wasn't thinking nothing like that, bro. I was thinking, these men pleaded not guilty.
Yeah. They get worse than me.
I'm gonna see these niggas in a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
I'm gonna bust it. Always had to choose. There was RDX family.
Yeah, yeah.
Because obviously, man.
Fam, RDX.
We'll get into the Northwest 10 Club.
RDX came through.
Came through.
They smashed the windows to come into the scene still.
We'll go into the Northwest 10 Club and the Dagger.
They converted the whole thing, fam.
All of that thing. But there was another one. Like, there was a collective.
Which one is? What did they used to make? Like, what kind of music?
Who made?
I can't remember.
When you cry, I cry.
What
was it?
I love the vocals from the man down. You're not gonna hear me doing this.
Mommy is a real man.
T.O.K.
Fam, all fam. You know what it is? It's not one artist or collective.
I remember one time, that the thing didn't bust, man,
That must have been sad.
Bro,
times.
listen to this. I'm with my girl at the time. Obviously, my girl was going uni in Leicester. That's She's come back to the ends. Yeah. She lives around like Woolwich, Greenwich time, whatever. Yeah. Cool. So I've spoken to my man and I'm like, bro, I need a little space for us to whatever. He's like, yeah. Like, I got you. No, like four guys, bro. They're just like,
are you talking about Boss T?
Yeah. Tipper. So like, he's like, I got you. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, bro, is it 30? Like, he's like, no, this one. Yeah. This one's the one. So. Man's what I can't remember what hotel.
These fraud guys,
bro. It's not lodge. It's somewhere a little bit higher up. It's
like more like a Premier Inn.
Not even a Premier
Holiday
Inn.
Holiday Inn
or Novotel.
It's probably a Novotel. It's probably a Novotel or something. It's something where you go in. It's hella glassy.
Yeah.
And all that. And I'm trying to flex.
Yeah.
On the galley, not flex on her, but you know what I mean. So, like, welcome.
Trying to do a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not nice. You feel me?
Welcome to the lifestyle. You know what I mean? So cool. So obviously. Gone to the front desk now. She's sitting in the waiting area. Yeah, my name's have you got the card? Why should we need the card? Really? It's saying that we need to authorize it with the card. I'm like, okay, let me just phone my I can't remember what it was, like my business partner or something. Yeah. Brother, what's going on? Man's out here with luggage.
Man was looking to do a match.
Man was out there.
That was looking rocky.
Bro, man's out there. Luggage. He's like, oh, bro, I'll try and get you another one. You get me? My heart's just beating now. You get me? I'm looking at my girl over there. I'm like, oh, come on, babe. You know what I mean? We're good.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Calm, man.
Man's heart is. Ta-dum. Phoning him. He's not even picking up. I'm phoning him. He's not picking up. When I phone, he's like, oh, bro, they're not clicking that. Da-da-da-da-da. So now I'm like,
I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Bro, I knew I wasn't stuck because I knew the only decision I had to make Was paying my own money.
Yeah,
bro, there is no way. There is no way I would ever live it down if I said to the girl,
get your bags, we're leaving.
We're going home.
Get your bags, we're leaving.
Brother, I will plan this whole weekend, whatever. I think it was like 3-4 days.
You see them ones, yeah? Sorry to interrupt you. See them ones. Those are the proper ramp shop ones.
Specialists.
Oh, yes.
Even if you had to leave and go to another hotel,
trust
the ramp shop weren't going to ramp the same. Do you feel me?
Do you know what's crazy, bro? Like, we wasn't leaving that hotel. Like, the way man had set it up,
if man
was to go anywhere else, it's over. It's not the same thing. So obviously, cool. They're like, yeah, that would be, I don't know how much it was, but it was in the hunt, like 200, 300, 400, 300, 400. Like, yeah, that would be da da da. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I just given it. Oh, thanks. Gone to the room.
You know, like when you're that age, yeah? You see when you take your card out of that PDQ machine, yeah? That is steaming.
Steaming, bro. My hands are clammy.
Yeah, because
I'm like, hold on.
The card is steaming.
I'm not even sure if man had like mobile banking times.
So,
man would have online banking. Yeah. Like man would have to go on the internet to check it. Yeah. And I'm just like, do I have it?
What have I done?
Do I really have it? Have I got it? And wow. It's like, that's a cool guy upstairs. And she's like, oh yeah. I'm like, yeah, babes, man. The thing went banging, so I had to just pay for it still. You know what I mean? She's like, oh, thank you, babes. Fam, the budget for the weekend
is over.
Was smoked.
It's over.
Man is going into money that I shouldn't even be going into because I'm like,
matter of fact, like they're sleeping in that. Well, bro, babes, you've hungry.
Bro.
Man's up all night.
Right. Yeah.
After the sex, man's up all night. Like, it's not even worth it. The sex is not even worth it, fam. I remember it. Aim times, fam.
But shout us.
Keep spit shining and bitch.
I can't do it. Brand new star. We're brand new clip star. We're brand new.